Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
Now, how important, I mean, clearly this is an incredibly important topic for you. How important is art towards Australia being able to have a conversation about this when politics is almost so unified against us?
It's such a great question, Nick, because I guess that's exactly why I'm doing the project. It seemed to me that we needed to elevate beyond the sort of three-word slogans, and that we needed to have some way of actually reconnecting to the issue of the fact that these people that are seeking asylum across the world are, you know, fellow human beings, and that we'd lost that, and that art gives a way of re-looking at an issue in a different way. And I use the human heart, they're not love hearts,
no.
They're human hearts, as a way of having a metaphor that essentially shows our common humanity, that we all have to have a heart to live. Hearts don't differentiate between religion, between gender, race. None of those things matter. That is about what our common humanity is. So it seemed to me an excellent metaphor to be able to let people actually acknowledge that these are fellow human beings.
It's a very evocative symbol. It's almost provocative at the same time.
Well, I think it is actually, because one of the things that's happened is in previous installations is people either stand back or they actually just move into the installation and pick up a heart, feel its weight, feel its fragility, and then comment about what emotion that brought up in them. A lot of people cry in that process. But the people who stand back are equally confronted. So I've had a whole lot of reactions of people saying, not many, but many people that have that reaction say things like, but this isn't taking action, this doesn't help detainees, and they get very angry about it. And that to me is equally a fantastic response, because it's actually making people think about the issue beyond it just being overwhelming and blocking it out.
Look, that interactivity is obviously one of the very important parts about this project, and fairly collaborative as well, as I understand it.
Yeah, all of the hearts have been made through 45 two-hour workshops that I've been running since April. About 450 people have come. We talk a little bit about how they're connected to the issue of refugees, how they feel about it, and then we make hearts. So I've figured out how to show people how to make a heart in clay in six easy steps.
Six easy steps. Well, I bet they're not that easy.
They're not that easy. That's completely right. But most people make between two and three hearts. Some people make more.
Now, Penny, you've actually also been communicating with some of these detainees via letters,
yeah,
haven't you? And
yeah,
that's actually going to form part of the installation, the
yeah,
final?
Yeah, I didn't have direct response. I had two people who were either working or going to Nauru and Manus. They took with them some cloth, and the cloth is, in fact, what's wrapping the hearts in this installation and circular keep. So people will, in circular key, walk into a spiral, pick up a heart, unwrap it, and then write a message on that cloth. Well, that same cloth has been sent by both Manus and Nauru, and I've got messages back from people in both places on that cloth. So that will form part of a big installation next year.
I've actually got one of the quotes here. Do you mind me reading it out?
Please do.
Only Australian people can make a change in the cruelty policy. I believe in your hearts. I believe in Australian people.
Yeah.
Do we deserve that?
Well, I actually think we do. One of the great things about doing this project has been a sense that there's many, many more people who are very concerned about and ashamed of the current policy, but have never talked about it, haven't taken any action. Most of the people who came to the workshops had never taken any action and hadn't really talked about it to anybody, but they had this deep sense of unease. And I think that, in fact, there's far more people who feel that way. And if they actually had an opportunity to think about it in a way that isn't just overwhelming and being told what to think about, we've stopped the boats, I actually think that I do have faith in Australian people. I do think that this is a sort of tipping point around this issue.
Throughout history, art has often been a very important element of countercultural, especially under
yep,
regimes.
Yep.
Can it be an instigator of social change these days?
I absolutely think so. I don't know that it's an instigator. I think art finds a way of really transforming an issue or transforming the way you see the world. And a good political piece of art, to me, is both readable as a political act, but it's also readable as something that shocks the system or shocks the way you see the world. And I'm hoping that this particular installation will do that for people.
Let's provoke a response.
Yep.
As you said, this Saturday for Human Rights Day, people can get down.
10 till 4, it'll all be up. And please come and walk in the spiral, pick up a heart, write a message.
Penny Ryan, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nick.